Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Today, it is December 14th, 2021. Shorter episode on this one. We're talking a whole lot of recruiting this week, but I'm going to talk about Quinn Ewers, kind of how he fits into this Texas recruiting class, and then also the news that Spencer Rattler has made the jump. So shorter episode here, just reacting to those two pieces of news coming up on today's show, which is brought to you all by Sonos. Excellent holiday gift. Sonos speakers are. All right, let's get into it.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Once again, everybody, Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. So, couple pieces that I want to talk about here, pieces of news, I guess you could say. But the first thing, you know, we hadn't mentioned it yet. I've been traveling. Monday was travel day, so got back, did a video earlier today with Eli Letterman of the Tulsa World. You go check that out now. It's up on YouTube. Also, as is the episode is up on all podcasting platforms, talking about Oklahoma State and their top 25 recruiting class that they've got. But really want to focus on Texas at the beginning of this episode and this video, because they get Quinn Ewers coming in now, and it's official. He started off as a Texas commit, obviously a Texas guy, then decided to decommit and go to Ohio State, was there his senior year of high school football. And with that, then decided to sign an NIL deal, chasing, you know, the money there with that, and rightfully so. CJ Stroud has the season he has. He enters a transfer portal, Quinn Ewers does. Then he decides to go back to Texas. Had talked to TCU, had talked to Texas Tech. It felt like it was down to Tech and Texas, but decides to go to the University of Texas, kind of back where we started. And this is a big move for Steve Sarkisian, because number one, they needed the quarterback. We talked about it this year. He had a difficult time settling on a guy between Casey Thompson and Hudson Card. And it felt like it was Card in the beginning, then Thompson took back over. Then it shifted back at one point in time to Card for a little while. Then it was Casey Thompson again at the end. So they really couldn't get any consistency out of that quarterback position. Well, they go out and get a guy who's one of the best quarterback prospects that we've ever seen. He was number one player in this class previously, but then he obviously reclassifies, and now it's kind of weird. He's almost back as a recruit in this 2022 class. And this, you know, this kind of really does help that problem. And overall, from a recruiting standpoint, I mean, this team, and now if you add in the transfer rankings as well, the overall from 24/7 Sports, the number five ranked recruiting class. And they're behind Ohio State, is at number four. They're ahead of Penn State, is at number six. So it just kind of gives you an idea of where they are. The only teams ahead of them, Georgia, Bama, A&M, Ohio State. There's only teams ahead of them right now. And a lot of people were clamoring for Steve Sarkisian, not to be fired, but there was a lot of talk, hey, could they pull the trigger? Could they pull the plug on this? And I've been saying, no, let this thing build. Let this thing kind of grow a little bit. He's going to do a great job recruiting. And if you look at what he's done, I mean, he's done an excellent job. Now, the big question is, they need help on the offensive and defensive line. Well, they've got 23 commits right now in this class. I did a little bit of digging on this. They've got 10 guys inside the top 400, not just total, but they've got specifically here 10 guys inside the top 400 that are either offensive line, defensive line, or edge rushers. All of those guys, they're all four-star prospects. So they've got a bunch of guys that are inside the top 400 that are either going to help them out on the offensive line, the defensive line, or at the edge position. And if you watch this season, that is the one area that they really needed a lot of help, was finishing games. Were they physical enough down the stretch? And the answer was no. The Baylor's of the world, the Oklahoma State's of the world, the Oklahoma's of the world, the Iowa State's of the world, those four teams had their way. And then also Arkansas too. Teams had their way with Texas up front. Even Kansas had a lot of success with them. That was the entire game, but kind of late in those games, we saw those teams get some push and really just kind of take care of business up front. So that's where Steve Sarkisian needs to continue to build this team up. They got to continue to build up the offensive and defensive lines. That's where I think they're going to win the games. But this quarterback, that was a problem. It was an issue for them. And I know there's been so much talk about Quinn Ewers' attitude, and people are not a fan of him chasing the money or whatever. Look, you're a football player. Your kind of window for earning potential is not big, and there's no guarantee he's going to pan out. As blue chip a prospect as he is, there's no guarantee. So him making as much money as possible right now, at this point, it's allowed. It's in the rules. Got no problem with it. Generally speaking, I actually don't have a problem with it. But like, you know, I know people kind of view this as, oh, this kid's not playing for the love of the game. He's not, you know, chasing things away, you know, not really chasing the right things and being part of a team. And forewent the final year of his senior season. Like, I've been thinking about this. He's not Arch Manning. This is not some guy who's got, you know, a name and necessarily a ton of money always and forever, you know, behind him. Like, it's not just guaranteed that, you know, this guy is going to be okay no matter what. And I'm not sure about his family situation, but like, he's not got that Manning name. And so for him to, you know, go ahead and try to make as much money as possible, once again, I'm like completely fine with it. Now, obviously, there comes a time where he's in the locker room and he's got things that have to mesh and he can't be just about him. But from a talent perspective, this guy is as good as it gets in terms of a prospect. So this is a, once again, huge coup for Steve Sarkisian locking this in. It really boosts that class, that five-star tackle, four-star defensive lineman, a few of them, three, four-star edges. I mean, this it seems like this team is really going to beef up. It's really going to bulk up, and they're going to try to take care of those things. Now, it may take a little bit of time, but it's time for this coaching staff to put in some work, because number of times that we've said, oh, Texas, great recruiting class, looking good in that category, and then things have not panned out in terms of results. It's happened a lot, but this is a different coaching group. This feels like a little bit different than Tom Herman, in my opinion, just because of Pete Kwiatkowski and Steve Sarkisian. I mean, those kind of guys being there, you know, even Jeff Banks as well. Like, we laugh about Jeff Banks this year, but he's a tremendous, tremendous special teams coach. So to have all of these guys in there, to have this group, I think it's a great sign for Texas. And obviously now comes the work of kind of developing this group. But Quinn Ewers, huge coup, and kind of rounds things out for them. Yes, they had a four-star quarterback. They have one under there, Malik Murphy, supposed to come in number 11th ranked quarterback in the country and number 66 prospect overall coming in. But, you know, for them to get this kind of a caliber of player, kind of get him back, if you will, is once again, it's a massive statement for Steve Sarkisian in Texas. And between Thompson, between Card, between Murphy, like, it's pretty clear which guy should get the early looks, the early reps that should be kind of the de facto starter. I know he's not proven anything at this level yet, but they are in desperate need of a consistent quarterback, because they cannot do the carouseling, the flipping, the back and the forth like they did last season. So Quinn Ewers there, in terms of a talent, in terms of prospect, with the coach they have, with the talent of Bijan Robinson and a player like Xavier Worthy and some of the other guys now that they're bringing in, in addition to that, this is a great sign for Texas offense. And I think they can bring them a bit more consistency moving forward. We'll see how he fits in there at Texas, but he's back home in the state of Texas. And that's a huge deal for Steve Sarkisian. All right, quick word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you all by Prize Picks. It's the best place to find all of your sports action needs. They've got over-unders on college football, college basketball. It's best daily fantasy for those sports, for college sports especially. You can find it. It's available in most states. Download the app today. It is Prize Picks. Use that promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, Locked On. You'll receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. So if you deposit $100, give you another $100 to play with right now at Prize Picks. Go check that out today. Download the app, once again, available in most states. All right, so big moment for Spencer Rattler, and a huge one for South Carolina, as Spencer Rattler decides to go to South Carolina, as does Austin Stogner, the former tight end from Oklahoma too. So they've got two players now coming in, transferring in right now. You know, for Shane Beamer, using those Oklahoma ties to get a player like Spencer Rattler in there is very important for them. Getting a weapon like an Austin Stogner, a guy who's got, you know, had a nice, solid career so far, has got eligibility left, big kid. And to have both of them come in, to me, is a huge coup. Another, using that term again, but huge coup for what's happening there in Shane Beamer. And obviously, you know, there was talk about the Virginia Tech job, but South Carolina, it sounds a lot better on paper than I think the job actually is, because you're competing with Georgia and you're competing with Florida and you're competing, with Tennessee, and you're competing obviously with those schools there. And then think about what Kentucky has become. And, you know, Missouri has had their success against South Carolina recently. They beat them again this season. Like, it is not easy for them to win the SEC, to be that competitive, I'd say, in the SEC East. It's not as easy as it sounds. I know it's the lesser side of the SEC, but not as simple as we all make it sound. So for Shane Beamer to go out there and add those guys and to say, I know I want to stay here, this is a job I want, and to go out there and make this happen after the really decent season they had, it just shows you that, you know, he's able to make that a pretty attractive option right now. And I think the way people, you know, view that job, I viewed it as super difficult, is one that's not as easy as, once again, people make it out to be. But this gives them, including the transfers, you know, it's going to be a class that is going to be top 20 in the country at this point in time. And so Shane Beamer, you know, his reputation as a recruiter and as somebody who's able to acquire talent keeps building, because I know people thought that it was going to be UCLA for Spencer Rattler, but that turns out not to be the case. He goes to South Carolina. And this is one of the fun / interesting / weird parts about the transfer portal, is that now it seems like, you know, a lot of these guys, it's fair game, and they're switching places. And you think maybe, what kind of caliber of quarterback could Shane Beamer be onto there at a place like South Carolina? Maybe the kind of the Zach Calzadas of the world, the Adrian Martinez of the world, even a Bo Nix of the world, right? But the top tier talent guys, and we know that Spencer Rattler, while he's had his struggles, has had moments of brilliance, as is Bo Nix, but it feels like a bit more wild. Like, Spencer Rattler is the, was a guy that was top of the line pro prospect, college prospect and pro prospect, pro future prospect, if you will. And for him to be able to attract that kind of player there to go to South Carolina, you know, that just shows you a little bit of a harbinger for the future. Can he continue to do things like that? Will he build the transfer portal and also build through recruiting as well? Will be able to strengthen that and beefing that up in a way that we have not seen in the past? But yeah, to get those two Oklahoma transfers, Spencer Rattler and then Austin Stogner, really just improves that team in the way it's set. And then, obviously, it just kind of gets you thinking about Brent Venables and what's going on in Oklahoma right now as he tries to maintain and set that class and keep guys like Caleb Williams. And I think bringing in Jeff Levy really does help him do things like that. All right, that'll be it for this quick video right here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me at Josh_Neighbors. Today's show has also been brought to you by On Location as well, and our friends at Built Bar. So On Location has got a bunch of packages that they're offering for the Super Bowl right now. Super Bowl 56 at SoFi. It's less than 100 days away, and On Location is the official hospitality partner, and they're offering right now some pretty cool packages. If you go to onlocation.exp.com/SB56 or search Super Bowl On Location, you can find out about the really cool hospitality packages that they're offering right now. So go check that out. That is On Location. Also, today's show is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Go to built.com today. That's built.com. Check out all the things that they are offering right now. But the Built Go, the Built Boost, in addition to their Built Bar, is available. Use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, LOCKED15. And you can go get some at built.com today. It's a great alternative. If you're like, hey, I'm craving something sweet this holiday season right now, save the pie for a little bit down the road. You know, if it's the 23rd, 20th, have yourself a Built Bar, and, don't go off the deep end yet. You can still get a run in after you do Built Bar. It's delicious. It's like a dessert, but it's good for you. And they got a bunch of flavors. Go check that out at built.com. All right. Until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.